upon me, and Lord, have mercy on me. I am just a weary pilgrim, and I'm tired and so forlorn. Lord, I thank you for your blessing and all that I'm possessing. Lord, you see, there'll be a place for me, and I'm going there someday.
Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. God is good. Not just some of the time, but God is good all of the time. And all the time, God is good. If you happen to be alive, say amen for me.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, God, for another day that we wasn't promised. Amen. God has been good to us, to the family. We want to let you know that God got this, amen. He's going to take good care of you, comfort you in a way that none of us can, just keep your focus on your spiritual well-being and your personal relationship with him, and he'll get you through this. He's a God of all comfort who comforted us in all of our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort others. God sent us through things like this to give us an experience. And so I say to you, that's the best I can do. It pointed to the greatest comfort of all, and that is God himself. So Derek, I know that to lose a brother is a difficult thing. It was my experience to lose a brother. At the tender age of 20, he was. At 24, I had to experience what you're experiencing today. And that's a difficult thing to experience. So I'm with you on this. I know this. Now, the eulogy, my friends, have been completed. And that is, eulogy means to speak well of the deceased. Big Chill is the deceased, and he's been well spoken good of, and he was a very nice person. And when I got to know him, and was pleased to know him, very, very nice man, and made you laugh, amen. And so that's done. My job, however, is under charge, that you should understand. My job today is to speak well of the deceased. And the deceased I'm speaking well of is Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. I must speak well of him, for he died on an old rugged cross, was buried in a borrowed tomb early Sunday morning. He rode with power. And he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And the gospel is the story of Jesus, God's love for the world, and how God gave his only begotten son that this world may be saved. And Jesus, the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not, not shall not. That's misquoted in the religious world today. There's not a shall in that scripture. You should not perish based on God's love for you and me. He gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by him. He is the way. He's the truth. And it's been said, but now I must do what I'm charged to do. And that is, as Paul told Timothy, he said, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing, Preach the word. Be instant in season. When people like what you're saying and out of season, when they don't agree with what you say, you still preach the word in season, out of season, and reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when men and women today will not endure sound doctrine. One of the things I want to say, and get the Bible for me, that we believe in the churches of Christ that the Bible is right. How many of y'all believe that the Bible is right? Amen. Every word of this book's right. Y'all believe this? How many of you believe Jesus hung on a cross? How many of y'all believe he was in Jerusalem in AD 33? How many of y'all believe they drove nails in his hands and in his feet? How many of y'all believe that with all of your heart? You believe that? You believe that because of this book. None of us saw Jesus on no cross. None of us was there to eyewitness it. We believe that this book had the truth about Jesus. Is that right? Would y'all say amen? Don't stop saying amen. Now, I'm just asking if you believe in the book. The book called the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. The B-I-B-L-E, in my opinion, means believer's instructions before life end. There are a lot of people who believe that this book's right, but are they follow the instructions? This is believer's instructions before life ends. Amen. It's appointed unto man once to die, but there will be a judgment, my friend. There's a judgment. That's why I'm charged to preach to the living that they too may be saved. Amen. Jesus said in Matthew 7, 13 and 14, he said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Notice what he said now. Many will go that way. But straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be would find it. Let's not believe that the whole world is going to be saved when Jesus said only a few are going to find the true way. How they going to find the true way in the true book? The book that gives us instructions about what we must do. Amen. So, Jeff, for a few minutes, I'm not going to even be long, but I'm going to do for you, Derek, what I would want people to do for my family. In other words, if people want preachers to, you know, tell people what they want to hear. Make it sound good. No, I want you to tell my family what to do to be saved. Amen. Folk, make up stuff. Amen. Let's not make up nothing. We got the instruction. You ain't got to guess at it. You just say what the Bible, now you said you believe the book. Now listen to the Bible. Now in 2 Samuel chapter 14, that's all I want to talk about. Just about, I'm not going to take about 15 minutes to do what I need to do, but I'm going to do it. Amen. Is that good? Get that all right with y'all? Okay, listen to the book now. 2 Samuel chapter 14 and verse number 14. Listen to the Bible now. What the book say? Listen to it. That's where I want to go. They call him Big Chill, didn't they? Big Chill. Listen what the book say now.
For we must die.
We must needs die.
And are as water split.
As water. And this is what it says. I can take a glass of water and spill it.
On the ground, which cannot be gathered up again.
But once you pour that water on the ground, it goes into the ground. You can't grab it and put and get a glass of water back. So when we die, we spill. Big Chill done spill. Just like us. Each of us gonna spill. And the Bible says like a glass of water. When you spill it on the ground, you can't come back and get it right. You can't get the water up again. What all of us must understand, yes, people are dying. People are dying every day. This man was 48 years old. Some of us need to understand why we're here today. Understand this. Here's what I wanted you to see. And I know it's gonna get a little rocky on some of the things I'm gonna say, but it needs to be said. Folk are dying in their sins. Jesus said in John 8:21, He said, I go my way, you shall seek me and die in your sins. He said, where I am, you can't come. That's what the Lord said. Now you said you believed in the book. When I grew up in the Baptist belief. A lot of good people, wonderful people. You can't talk about my people, they're my people. But we were taught some things that just wasn't true. Amen. Yeah, this brother was right. He was also told not to call a man reverend. Holy and reverend is God's name. Psalm 111, verse 9. We took the Lord's Supper on the first Sunday, every Sunday. The Bible said they took it upon the first day that we disciples came together to break bread. Did y'all know your communion is supposed to be done every Sunday? That's how you keep a relationship with God. You drink the blood. Amen. That's a command from the book. Jesus said, this you do in remembrance of me. You said you believed the book. You said you believe the book. He said, Big Chill, what you say, brother? He said, here's what. He said, do what you do. I looked at the last video. It was on Facebook. He said, I roll with God every day. That's the way I do it. Do what you do. Do what you do. Yeah. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? Folk talk lip. That ain't script. Yeah, no matter what the man is, because they call himself a reverend, he got his special parking spot, which I don't. I don't wear no robe, which I don't. I don't call myself reverend, which I don't. I don't have no Cadillac, which I don't. I don't have no special parking lot, parking spot, which I don't. Why? Because I understand this is not about friendship. It's not about making us feel okay. It's about saying, am I okay when I die? Is my soul saved? That's what matters in the end of the day is my soul saved. Listen to the book now, Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse number 1. Listen what the book says. Now, here's what's better for us, y'all, is that we all be right here. Big Chill got his stage right now. You want to know when he got his stage? Right now. Here it is. Here it is. Listen what the book said in chapter 7, verse 1. Listen,
a good name.
A good name
is better than precious ointment.
Better than precious ointment. Read.
And the day of death.
Notice this. He said the day of death.
Than the day of one's birth.
So his birthday party wasn't the best event. What he's saying, the day of death is better than the day of birth. What is that? We have parties for little babies, don't we? We have a feast when they come into the world. But God is saying through this book, which you said you believe in, he just said this is the best day. Why is that? Listen to it now.
It is better to go to the house of mourning.
Yeah. Than to the house of
then
feasting.
To go to the house of feasting.
Watch this, Doc.
For like, that is
hold
the
on,
end.
Hold it. You like preaching? Do you like this book? Did he just say, you like this book, Derek? He just said, Derek, that rather than party when you go to this place, the house of feasting is a party. Is that good? But then he got the house of mourning. It ain't no party. See, everybody wanted to turn a funeral, what they call funerals. The Bible doesn't call it a funeral. They call this the house of mourning. Did you know that? You said you believe in the Bible. I asked you that up front. This is now called the house of mourning. Are we mourning over the loss of Chill? Yes, we are. What a good man. What a friend he had. Look at all the people who talked about him, how he touched their lives. Now what we're doing is mourning his loss. It's better, he says, to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting. Read.
For that is the end of all men.
What are you saying? And water spill. It's the end. There's no undo button. You can't come back. He can't come. No matter how bad we want Big Chill back, it ain't going to happen. It's the end of all men. Now, watch what he says now. When we take us to the house of, now, some folks say, man, I just want this to be, you want me to quit preaching real quick, don't you? Because you don't want to have nothing to do with church services, and I know. But God done set you down. He gave you the chill pill. He gave you the chill pill so you can look to the hill for your body spill. I ain't no rapper, but I got it going on right about that. I did that, man. Is that right? Do what you do, bro. Brooks, that's what he brought with his head. Do what you do. That's the way we roll. Yeah. Listen to the book now.
And the living.
I made you laugh a little bit because you ain't going to like some of the stuff I got to say. Listen to the Bible now.
And the living will lay it to his
now,
heart.
That's what all of us thinking about right now. Now, remember I told you about my story? When my little brother got killed, I was 24. Man, I was smoking weed, drinking beer, and doing everything. Do what we do out there in them streets. You know what I'm saying? You see, feel me? So what I was doing, I'm just trying to go along with the feel me stuff. I'm trying to talk like them. Yeah. Ain't that what he said? I read in the book. How did he say it? Yeah, yeah. How did he say it? You said one of his favorite sayings. What he coined that phrase, huh? Trademarked it, they said. Is that how you said it, Derek? Can you say it, Derek? Jerry, Mouth of the South had that one. He had that one trademarked. Amen. Somebody, listen to it now. Here's what I was gonna get you to see. Now, there was a little boy pushing his brother down the sidewalk in a wheelchair. Y'all got it? Y'all with me? Can y'all see the story? Okay. So he pushes his brother down the sidewalk in a wheelchair, and the wheelchair tipped over in the ditch. And the little boy was trying to get his brother out of that ditch. And he couldn't. He was too heavy, man. And so he started throwing rocks at cars. Cars were passing by. He was throwing rocks at them. And then nobody would stop. And then the only thing left was a brick. And so the young man picked the brick up And there's a black brand new Jaguar driving down the street. And he took aim and he ran back and threw that thing. And that brick hit that side of that Jaguar and the black, boom. And the driver of the Jaguar hit his brakes. He stopped, packed that thing. I said, son, what are you doing? How you gonna hit my brand new car with that brick? He said, sir, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. See, I've been throwing rocks all day. And wouldn't nobody stop? So I didn't have nothing left. All I had to throw was a brick. When I looked at my brother in that coffin, that was my brick. Some of you ain't got your brick yet, but God been throwing rocks. He been trying to get your attention. He been throwing rocks at you young folk. One of these days, and Chill could be the brick for somebody in this room. It may be his little niece. It may be his little, it's people you don't think God is using Chill's death as a brick. When they hit me with that brick of my little brother, I went into severe depression for 3 months. I'm only sharing this view because I can relate, man. But I'm going to say what it did for me. I went in severe depression. I grew up believing in God, but believing in God wasn't enough. When I got up, and I went on March the 29th, 1985. I visited the Church of Christ in Fifth Ward Church of Christ on I-10 in Waco. I walked in that day. I heard an old story. Our Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I believed that with all of my heart. I repented of my sin, confessed Jesus Christ to be the Son of God, and I was baptized as commanded by the Lord. I obeyed the gospel. Amen, Jesus. I obeyed the gospel. That day I came up a new man, born again and regenerated. An heir of God and joint heir of Jesus Christ. I became a Christian, amen, according to the scripture. Amen. And in that day, here's what I want you to know. I learned some things that disturbs me even to this day that my brother never got to hear. And I became a preacher not because I wanted a Cadillac, my friend. I became a preacher because the preachers didn't tell us the truth. They didn't tell us. Not everyone goes to heaven. Matthew 7:21. You can't live any kind of way you want to live and get to heaven. Nobody accepted Jesus in their heart as their personal Savior in this book. Nobody accepted Jesus. That's what they told us. Not one account where somebody said, I accept Jesus as my personal Savior. Lord, come into my house. That's not in this book.
Amen.
Nobody did it. I told my brother to pray the sinner's prayer. In John 9:31, the book says, this we know, God hears not sinners. These were my friends. These were my relatives calling themselves reverend, holy and reverend is God's name. They should not have done that. Psalm 111:9, if they believed in this book, that's right. Telling us to pray the sinner's prayer to be saved. This book says sinners can't pray. That's what the book said. They told us stuff, man. Just what right. It ain't they fault, it's ours for listening to stuff that ain't in the book. Amen. That's what disturbed me. My brother didn't know. He didn't know. He accepted you as a personal Savior. Nobody did that to be saved. Everybody had to hear the death, burial, and resurrection story, believe in Jesus the Christ. They had to believe. They had to repent. They had to confess him to be the Son of God. And they had to be baptized for the remission or the forgiveness of sins. Acts 2:38, Mark 16:15, 1 Peter 3:20. They told us baptism was the outward sign of inward grace. That ain't in this book. Bible says 1 Peter 3:21, baptism does also now save us. And they told me and my brother, the baptism didn't save. We got to decide what we're going to believe. If we believe the Bible, then do what the Bible say. If you want to go to heaven. Here's the thing. All of us going to spill, just like Big Chill. Mm-hmm. Here's what I want to say. There are some basic truth. This is recorded, too. And any of you want to come to me, you can. I'm speaking the truth in love. I'm doing for you what I would want my family. I think there is somebody in this family, and some of you Church of Christ folk, that left the truth. Because you didn't believe it. But when you believe it, you believe everything in this book. Here's the other thing. It was a basic thing. Call a man reverend. There's no Baptist church in the Bible. The only church in the Bible called the Church of Christ. Romans 16:16. Salute one another, holy kids. The churches of Christ salute you. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:4, there's one body. One body. One spirit. One Lord. One faith. One baptism and one God. I know that's what he believed. Because I talked to him. He believed that the book was right. Yeah. Amen, somebody. So how many gods can we believe in?
One.
How many Jesus can we believe in this book?
One.
How many Holy Spirit?
One.
How many baptism?
One.
How many Lord?
One.
What's the body? Ephesians 1:22, read it. Read it. Ephesians 1:22, the book says.
And has put all things under his feet.
Under his feet.
And gave him to be the head over all things to the church.
The church, comma.
Which is his body.
In the letter he wrote on page 1, he told him the church is the body. On page 4, he said there is one body. I don't have to tell you. I just told you if you read the first page. The church is the body. So now, in this book, how many churches can we believe in?
One.
One. You say, well, Brother Brick, where it come from? Well, you can obey the Constitution of Freedom, attend the church of your choice. That's kind of like Chill's daddy told that boy. He said, now, you understand that this is the yard you're supposed to be in? I mean, all over that neighborhood were yards of choice. Amen. Chill's daddy could have told him, hey, you know, attend any yard you want. Amen. But he didn't say, he said, stay in the yard. Now, the boys got creative and threw over the fence. But the boy, Chill, never left the yard, did he?
Amen.
Why, he didn't have no choice because daddy said it. In 2 John verse 9, the book said, whosoever transgresseth and abided not in the T-H-E doctrine of Christ. That's one doctrine, one teaching. Whosoever, my daddy, your daddy, my mama, your pastor, my pastor, don't matter who it is. Whoever transgress, open the fence and go over into the yard. Have transgressed. Because the instructions of the father was, the son, Chill, you stay in the yard. And so as long as he stay in the yard, he all right with the father. But once he left the yard, he's not okay with the father no more. Is that right? What your daddy would have done? That big Chill, you don't understand. You don't understand. You didn't have no yard of choice, but you talking about tend the yard of your choice. Did I not? You didn't think daddy was going to come back, did you? Huh, Chill? Yeah, God said there's one doctrine. It's the doctrine of his son. And whatever Jesus said, y'all don't think the father coming back? Some of y'all gonna get a spanking. Because you should have threw the ball over the fence, but you opened and went into the other yard. I appreciate who was that gave me that point?
Well,
you're a good man. I appreciate it. I needed that point. That's a good point, isn't it? Now, make sure I don't abide. Now, if I can abide by that father's will, then why can't we abide by this father's will?
Amen.
That we don't. What is the doctrine? It's what you being taught from the scripture. If you're taught to call a man father, the doctrine says, call no man father. Matthew 23:7-9. Yeah. For ye are all brethren. Every preacher who believes the book should tell you to call him brother. If you believe this book, you should believe and be baptized. As Jesus said in Mark 16:15-16. Go in all the world, preach the gospel, every creature, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That's doctrine. Is that right?
Right.
Say now, you don't stop believing in the book no more because you know you didn't do that. What can you say now? Well, here's what I can say. I didn't know. Well, you can't say that no more because I just took it away from you. I make sure whenever I preach, I remember the folk who didn't do what I'm doing, that stood where I stood, and didn't tell me and my brother. And that you don't impress me, bro. I'm not impressed with people who tell us precious souls what they don't tell them what to do in a setting like this. Number one, they don't tell them. Number two, they tell them what they want to hear. No. I don't get my brother back. You can't get him back.
Amen.
And I didn't do you like that. And it's recorded on in your Lamb book of life, in your life book. God can say, I see you was there at Big Chill. Brother Brooke went to 1 Samuel 14:14, 2 Samuel 14:14. He told you, you're going to spill. You didn't take the gospel pill. It's on your record. He told you there was only one church. This church was my son's. It wore my son's name. I see he told you to remember him every Sunday. That's called communion. I see he told you not to refer to a man other than brother. I see he told you that. I see he told you sinners can't pray. And he gave you John 9:31. I see that. Brooks did what he was supposed to do.
Amen.
Preached the word. He understood who he's going to answer to. Now, you understand who you're going to answer to? You heard it. Now you got to do something with it. You can do one of two things. Here's what I do. You can live life with God or you can live life without God. Last scripture I'm going to give you is this one. And I'm giving it to your family. Derek, I'm doing it, man, for you. Because I've been in that seat. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 13, he says this. This sort of travail has God given to the sons of men to be exercised. A travail is a pain that you've never felt before. It's like a childbearing pain. Before a woman go through childbirth, she don't know what that's like. But when she started delivering, she understands travail. It's a pain that you've never felt and you want it to be over fast. Amen. And Bible said, God, see, I hand you this sort of travail. It's a pain of losing Big Chill. You got to deal with it. He said to be exercised. What he saying to you, Derek? He said, you can deal with it. I handed it to you. You got a choice, though. Man can deal with loss without God, or they can deal with it with God. See what I'm saying? When you deal with it with God, you made a decision.
Amen.
That, you know what? Yes, this was painful. But let me say this to you. If Chill Death bring his neighbor to the truth, it was the best day that friend of his ever heard.
Amen.
It was the best message because Chill's stage was death. And he brought his friends and family in. And if this is the day you say, you know what, bro, that's truth you preached, then why don't you obey it? And you start preaching the truth. We got enough of them out there telling folk anything. And I dare you to counter anything I said. No lip. Script. Lip means nothing to me. There were some people gave Jesus lip. Jesus said, these people draw nigh to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain they worship me, teaching for doctrines, it was an S, the commandments of men. I'll tell you something, lip don't pay off at death, y'all. What pays off is death is script.
Amen.
Scripture. I mean, y'all still believe in it. Amen. You just don't like what I said, do you? I know. You know why you don't like it? It's not me you don't like. The truth. The truth. So stop saying you like truth. If you like truth, you have no problem with our talk.
Amen.
If you like lies, you ain't liking me right now. For me, you ain't liking Jesus because he said, I am the way. The truth. He stood before Pilate. Pilate asked him, said, what is truth? He was looking truth right in the eye and didn't know it, man. Isn't that something? So how you going to close this, Brother Brooks? Here's how I'm doing it. I'm doing it as if my own auntie, uncles, mamas, and daddies, and sisters, and brother was in this family group. My nieces and nephews and every one of you guys. You have a choice. Chill's death can bring you back to the Lord. You can obey him today. You can come back if you left the truth and get it right. Or you can live your life as if there's no spill. How are we going to live our lives? As if there's no spill? Y'all say amen if you can. Is that the way we should live our life?
No.
As if there's no spill? No, we live it knowing we're going to do what, y'all? Spill like water on the ground that you can't get back up. You say, well, Brother Brooks, I've had a problem with the churches of Christ. It's not Church of Christ you had a problem with. This is what you got a problem with. Now, you can rewrite it, and on the day of judgment, you get there and ain't nothing to it, you ain't got no problem. But you get there on the day of judgment, if something to this problem, book, it's not that you didn't know. It's that you didn't believe it. Who said that? Brother Tommy Brooks. Cell phone number, 281-750-2702. Email, tbrookscoc@bcglobal.net. Website, howlheightscoc.net.
Amen.
CDs are free. CDs are free. But here's what I want to say. I'm looking for the one, not the many. It may be just one family member who restored their life back to God because of Chill's death. It may be one neighbor who obeyed the gospel out of this group. Now, Chill, the last thing I seen him, and I'm going to close, he was down at the car wash. Y'all see that video? How many of y'all seen that video? He went live, man. Big Chill. I just watched him laugh, and I kept watching over and over to see what he was going to say. He was, that guy was something. He said, yeah, I'm just doing what I do. You know, down at 4-4. 25-cent car wash, you know, see what I'm saying? Shout out to all my friends. Shout out to my family. Love you even though I don't talk to you. Love you. Much love, feel me? Much love for you. One thing I liked about him, he said, I love you even though I don't speak to you. He had love for his family. You know, I believe Chill want me to do, tell him what to do, Brother Brooks.
Amen.
Don't sugarcoat it, just tell him.
Amen.
Tell him what to do. I did that. I think I honored what he would have wanted me to do. Was I mean about it? No, I wasn't. Did I mean what I say? Absolutely. Absolutely. Do I care if they're Baptist preachers or others in the audience who don't agree with me? No. Because those are guys I have a problem with. I dare one of them come to me.
Bring script.
When you come, bro, bring script. And show me where a man prayed a sinner's prayer to be saved. Because that's what they told my little brother. And I'm not impressed with you guys. Give the people what God said do.
Amen.
The soul is the most precious thing that we have. We can't come back and get this right. This is not a game. Brother Brooks is a nice person.
Amen.
But being nice don't save folks. The truth does. And that's what I've done. So what do you say? Well, brother, what are you saying? Clearly, what are you saying? Are you saying that I got to hear the sorrow, sad story of how Jesus hung on the cross? Yes. That's the story. He said, if I be lifted up, I draw men unto me. He was hanging up there bleeding from whipping. Crown of thorns was on his head. They spit on him. They slapped him. They mocked him. They drove nails in his hands and in his feet, hung him up there between two, three thieves, and he hung on that cross, and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. He was able to forgive the folk who hurt him. They hung him on that cross for 6 long hours. He hung on that cross. When they took him down and buried him, he got up and gave the command that I'm keeping today to preach this gospel, this good news that I died for your sins according to the scripture. He shed his blood and washed your sins away. Revelation 1:5. That same blood purchased his wife, his bride. She wears his name as the Church of Christ. Acts 20:28. Say, take heed therefore unto yourself and over the flock with the Holy Ghost and made you overseer to feed the church of God which you purchased with his own blood. It was God the Son, Jesus the Christ, purchased the Church of Christ with his own blood. I'm charged to preach it.
Amen.
Amen. That's what I'm saying. And I'm saying to be saved, you must believe, number one, believe that story. You wasn't in Jerusalem. Believe because the book said it. Number two, Acts 15:7, hear and believe the gospel. That's the story I just taught. Number three, repent. You got to make a decision at some point in your life, like I did at 24. Man, I can't go this way. I see my brother. I know I'm going. He went. Changed my life. It was my brick, man. Drugs didn't get me off. That weed y'all smoking, it didn't fix it. The drinking ain't going to fix it. Amen, somebody. Somebody telling you what you want to hear ain't going to fix it. You have to make a decision that I don't want to die without having a relationship with the Lord. How do you get there, Brother Brooks? By making a confession before me and your belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And then after that, that's number four. And after that, you must be baptized for the remission of your sin. Why is that, Brother Brooks? Because Jesus commanded it. Mark 16:15-16, Matthew 28:18, he said, go teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He did that. That's what Chill heard when he obeyed God. He heard this preaching, kind of preaching. He heard it from, I think it was Brother Stroud, was it? Brother D.A. Stroud? Yeah, he was a gospel preacher just like me, and that's the same message he preached. And Chill obeyed if he got baptized. He heard the gospel. He had to believe it. He had to repent of his sins. He had to confess before me in his belief that Jesus Christ, Son of God. And he had to be baptized as commanded by our Lord. And then the Lord will add you to the body of Christ, the Church of Christ. Acts 2:47. And I already told you, it ain't but one. If the Lord add to the church, it ain't but one in there. Which church is it? Well, go back to the book. Romans 16:16 says, salute one another, holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. If it was a Baptist church, you know, I preach it. Methodist, I preach it. Catholic, I preach it. I can't preach it. It ain't here. You die like that if you want to. But I can't preach that to you. You should respect me for that. You should respect me for that. Because at the end of the day, I respect you. Here's what you do. You have a choice. But not because I gave it to you. I gave you the Bible. Is that right, y'all?
Amen.
How did I do? I do all right? So here's what I want to do. If you're here today, let Chill be the reason you obey the gospel. This day, the brick hit. Obey the truth. That's what you do. The best thing for all of us is to prepare. I don't know when I take this family portrait who's next, but here's a guarantee. Somebody is next. The question is it you? When will you spill? This brother trying to say I got to be a member of church Christ to be saved? Yes. This brother trying to say I got to be baptized to be saved? Yes. Is this brother trying to say I take the Lord's Supper every Sunday? Yes. Is this brother trying to say we've been misled? Yes. 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 I said all that. And I did it in love. Because I spoke the truth in love. And shame on Church of Christ preachers who won't tell the people what to do.
Amen.
And anybody else. Amen. So with that being said, we're going to turn it back over to the undertakers and to the master of ceremony. I want to say to you all that what I've done today, I do this every time I preach a funeral. Because I didn't know some of the basic things that you now know. Derek, I done what I did. Love you. Family, I love you. I curve a family. I know all you are. And many of you I know, bros. And I would just say y'all know what to do. Do what you do. Look to the hill, for we come at your help. Your help gonna come from where?
The Lord.
From the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Keep you, my prayer.
Amen.